This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today was Africa Summit Day in Washington, D.C. As you know, the Obama administration is trying to strengthen American corporate interest in that continent. So far, U.S. companies have pledged $14 billion in new business investment, in addition to promises from Washington and the World Bank as well. So, what are they going to spend it on? Electricity, for one thing. Kate Davidson reports.
Power is a major push right now. After all, 6 of the 10 fastest-growing economies are in Africa. But Ben Leo with the Center for Global Development says 600 million people there lack electricity. That's a headwind for economic growth.
That's why every single African leader has affordable electricity at the top of their political and economic agenda.
That's also why the private equity firm Blackstone just announced it's teamed up with Africa's richest man to invest $5 billion in energy infrastructure. The Carlyle Group is also getting involved. But consultant Allison Ruby says other business obstacles remain. Say you wanted to open a KFC.
It doesn't take a genius to know they want to do business in Nigeria or in Lagos.
A huge city with millions of people. The problem is finding good business data.
The question is on what block, on what corner. And how do you decide that based on traffic patterns, available disposable income, those kind of metrics?
Still, Whitney Schneidman with Covington & Burling says U.S. businesses have already invested about $31 billion in Africa. And trade goes both ways. You can walk into a range of clothing stores in the U.S.
Lands and Old Navy, and you'll see shirts that say Made in Lesotho. You'll see pants that say Made in Mauritius. You'll see T-shirts that say Made in Kenya.
Walmart is doing business in Africa. Procter & Gamble is making diapers there. Even China is looking to Africa for cheaper labor. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.